for this land I love. America, America, the home of the free. But there are people making plans to change America. They've no respect for her, or what matters most to you. That's why I stand for the flag, and I kneel at the cross.
Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. I am your host, Dan Hennen. Today is September 7th, 2021. Our show will be about current events, specifically the events from last week. As always, this is a faith-based program. As always, we'll start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord. Please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them where they are while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done in Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name. Amen. Attention all Nashville, Tennessee area CDL A-Team drivers. Commodore Express, Central Tennessee's premier refrigerated truckload carrier, is actively hiring CDL A-Team drivers in the Nashville, Tennessee area for their West Coast weekly runs. That their team runs only to the West Coast. They offer full benefits package and above average pay, an out and back operation, and quality home / family time. They strive to provide the best work environment with as little stress as possible. Commodore Express is a family oriented company. They take pride in the way we do business fairly, honestly, and respectfully. Full-time, part-time, retired, casual drivers, and female drivers are encouraged to apply. They're able to work with just about anyone and fill your needs. Visit Commodore Express online at commodoreexpress.net to learn more about them and request an online application. Or call Robert in recruiting at 615-287-5140. Extension 1 to get started on a better career path. Once again, Commodore Express, 615-287-5140, extension 1. Commodore Express looks forward to seeing your seat in one of their seats. Well, let's get started on the current events for the day. Lots going on this past week. Now we head into September. August is complete, but that doesn't mean the insanity has taken a dip. It's still up there, folks. That's a wild, crazy thing is going on. Australia. We cover Australia a lot because the mainstream media in the U.S. doesn't, and that seems to be the blueprint here for what's coming next in America. Is look ahead. You can see what's going on currently in New Zealand and Australia, and that'll give you the heads up for what's coming next. So their Senate will reconvene on October 18th, their Senate. They got a lot of things going on there and a lot of pressure to get things fixed. But they left for break. They will not reconvene until October 18th. So they're on their break. And so this was announced on September 1st. So those of you in Australia, we'll have to wait a bit for things to get better as your Congress is on break. Fines in Florida. Now, this is good news, fines. These are good fines. They're going to be fining businesses in Florida that require you to show proof of vaccination. This came out on September 1st. They're going to fine businesses $5,000 if they force you to show vaccination records. Now, you certainly can. They can also you get no problem with you if you recommend it. But companies that force you to show your vaccination records, they're going to be fining them. You cannot do that. This is, once again, Nuremberg laws that went into effect that you cannot do these things. Whether you like them or not, you can't do them. Whether you agree with them or not, you can't do them. So that's interesting. Now, New York City had the flash flood September 1st. That was making the big news then, beginning of the month, though. Those floods came, that hurricane came, and boy, the flash flooding really, really took off. Mainstream media now is going after Steve Bannon. In fact, they're really going after him for some of the comments that he has made as a truther. They now used a photo with dark shadows in the back that really leaves the illusion of an evil person, saying Steve Bannon's a bad guy. And the problem is, mainstream media, I'm sorry, the gullible public will believe it. They will see this image and say, "Whoa, this guy looks really weird, you know." But it's bad shadows, dark shadows, and really leaves the illusion of someone that's evil. So they use that. They're trying to discredit him now. So watch for things like that. Ghislaine Maxwell. More information on her. This has also not been making much of the news, but this court case is going on. And they're talking now, getting this case ready for Ms. Maxwell. They're going after the co-conspirators. Because now they're saying that those people should be named. They should be doxed. They should be out there rather than just calling them John Doe 1 and 2. And so it looks like the names will have to be disclosed now by her co-conspirators. And this will really be interesting once this comes out. I'm more interested to see how the mainstream media is going to handle this, if they cover the case at all, or if they cover it but don't mention the names. The names that will come out in this case should be very interesting. We'll try to get these names to you as they come out. Now, ivermectin made some big news this week. It was all over the news beginning on September 3rd. It was good. It's cheap. It's effective. It's a good use. It's a good way to combat, much like the hydroxychloroquine against the COVID. Cheap and effective use. May not cure it. May not be a vaccine, but it'll lessen the symptoms and help you get through it at a very inexpensive rate. Well, mainstream media does not want that. They do not want that out there. The pharmaceutical companies want to make big bucks on forcing you to get vaccinated and things like that. They do not want an inexpensive quick fix. So now they're calling it a horse dewormer, and they're calling it on mainstream media a horse drug. Why would people take a horse drug? And so that's what I'm seeing on various Googles. If you do a Google search on ivermectin this whole past week, it's how negative it is and how dare humans take it because it's meant for animals, specifically horses, as a horse dewormer. Now that's a discredit campaign right there too. You're making it sound like it's something negative. Dewormer, once again, very negative connotation, almost sounds disgusting. But now if you go back and look at a lot of the rules and regulations for immigrants and folks coming in and getting their visa coming in from different countries, that's one of the things that they give them, or they recommend it, is the ivermectin. And so ivermectin, this is a very good, very inexpensive, very popular, like the hydroxychloroquine is really an anti-malaria drug. And these things both are inexpensive and really helpful. Many doctors have said they're very helpful, but people going after this, including, I think it was Joe Rogan this past week mentioned it, and boy, was slammed in the media. He was trending on Twitter and all over in a negative light of how bad he was by merely recommending or suggesting that people take this. And so once again, that's all propaganda. Propaganda really being pushed to make these things look bad and instead take the government-sponsored vaccinations to help you get better, which is not correct at all. Speaking of Australia, there was a truck blockade this past week in Australia. Semi-trucks, 18-wheelers lined the highway to block any traffic of anyone coming on or getting off. I'm not sure what town that was or what city that was, but boy, the video footage was unreal. Part of the reason the individual took the video footage of this truck blockade, he took it from an overhead ramp a bridge over an overpass, a bridge, to show you in both directions how long this line went, how many miles in both directions it was, because the mainstream media in Australia were saying that this was not true, this was not happening. There was no truth to this. This is all an exaggeration. And so this person went out there and got the footage and leaked it out there to show that this is very much indeed true. A lot of problems in Australia. Joe Rogan, this past week, says he tested positive for the corona COVID. 2 days later, he said, "I now took a test and I'm negative and I haven't felt better." And so this is this all led into this ivermectin and whatnot. And boy, he was, they're really trying to discredit him as a loony, like an Alex Jones type of a person. And Joe Rogan does have a big following. But boy, that's very interesting how the media, once you start getting over the target, you can tell when the media comes at you 24/7 to take you down. And that's what they did this past week. Rogan really facing a lot of backlash. He is a good guy in this regard. Remember the Governor Whitmer's kidnapping plot? Governor Whitmer, Gretchen Whitmer, is the governor in Michigan. And a year ago, they said there was some wild folks, some extremists that had a plot to try to kidnap her. Well, it later came out that the FBI was using informants and confidential informants in this plot to pull this off, and they were somehow connected to it. And we know how that works. They get these guys involved. They push it a little further to say, let's do this. And turns out they're trying to have them go through with it so they can catch him in the act and then bust him. And then the FBI looks good for being Johnny on the spot. Think of how the Oklahoma City bombing went with Timothy McVeigh. They had infiltrators in the FBI to say, hey, let's bomb this building. They got him included to do it. They wanted him to do it. He said, okay, sounds good. Yes. And then they actually did it, blamed it on him. And then luckily enough, 45 minutes after the bombing, they're able to find his car, his vehicle on the interstate, and pull him over. Now, remember, his license plates were missing. They took the plates off. And so folks were wondering, how were they able to pull him over that fast? But the FBI was the hero because they caught the bad guy, Timothy McVeigh. Well, McVeigh quickly found out later that not only the bombing was included with his Ryder rental truck, but a much larger three explosions took off in that building that took down the entire Alfred Murrah building. And that had nothing to do with McVeigh at all. So they target him in for that. They get him in for a small piece of it. Then they make him a fall guy for something much larger. And then they pat themselves in the back for being the good guys to find the bad guy. Similar to the Whitmer case, they were trying to encourage these guys to kidnap her. They would then subsequently turn around and find the bad guys and look really good in the newspapers. Well, it turned out now, this last week, that there was murder involved. They were talking to murder her. And texts are coming out now that show some communication back and forth. The plan was actually to murder Governor Whitmer. Now, I think this is also true, that I believe that they did want her dead to cause the uprising in the U.S. and another thing to blame on Donald Trump last year. And that didn't work, so they had to do the January 6th riot and blame it on him. Anyway, but this is how these people work. They're allegedly good guys in the government, but they're not. And they get entangled up with these bad guys, have them do bad things, and then pull away, turn around and put their badges on and make the arrests to look like they are indeed doing good. But they're pulling the wool over the faces of the unsuspecting public by doing these things. So now that looks to be the case here, that they probably did want her dead as a reason to run an end around to blame it on Trump, make him look bad. Now, speaking of the January 6th riot, remember the QAnon shaman named Jacob Chansley? He was charged with obstruction charges this past week, pled guilty to that. And so we know how that works as well. He was the individual with the face paint and the horns and the Norseman or the Viking horns, going into the Capitol and saying that he was a QAnon supporter. And Turns out the people who followed Q said, we never heard of him. We don't know who he even is. And he certainly wouldn't be acting like that if he was a supporter of QAnon. So that was another thing. They brought him in, paid informant type of a guy, but they wanted him to be holding QAnon messaging signs and saying that he was a supporter to both discredit the QAnon movement and to make it blame on Trump, this whole event. Remember, these things that they do that are staged, that whole Capitol uprising on January 6th, staged event for multiple intended purposes. Number one, so you can blame it on Trump that it was his supporters because he happened to have the rally there, which had nothing to do with the riot, but the mainstream media is able to blend those two together, and the general unsuspecting public now believes that Trump is behind this riot. They also see a strange character with horns and face paint, and now he's holding some signs that say he's part of QAnon, which he most certainly was not and never was. They're able to discredit the QAnon movement, which in itself is good. Very strange. All these things, they've got multiple tentacles as to how they were pulled off, how they're administered, and how they're successfully the tactical piece behind these types of events. The general unsuspecting public does not know all the layers of detail that goes on behind these typical false flags or orchestrated events, I'll call them. Now, today it came out, Minnesota state troopers deleted texts and emails regarding the backlash of the George Floyd protests in Minneapolis, Minnesota last year. Investigators were looking into seeing what was involved and what was going on between the police and the protesters for the George Floyd riots in Minneapolis. Well, they couldn't find them. Couldn't find the information. Very limited. Found out later with some investigative forensics that texts and various texts and emails were deleted by the Minnesota State Trooper staff. So this is not going to end well. Once again, we've got covering up of information. This is by law enforcement. These are law enforcement officials, Minnesota State Troopers. Why would they be deleting texts or emails is beyond me unless they're doing something wrong. Then the question comes up, why were they doing something wrong? So I saw this, the front page of the local Minnesota newspaper today, the Star Tribune, and within 20 minutes later, it was suddenly way down at the bottom of the story and got buried down at the bottom section where many people don't read that far down. So that's another thing. They're going to try to want to bury this. This is going to make the troopers look very bad when this all information comes out. New York City Teachers Union are going to take legal action against what they call a call for layoffs for those unvaccinated. And so the teachers are saying that instead of firing or terminating teachers in the district that are not vaccinated, they were going to propose that we lay them off. That way they wouldn't get into trouble. It'd be a little bit of a loophole there. They wouldn't be in trouble for wrongful termination, wrongful firing. But instead, they're going to lay them off. Well, they got word of that, and now they're going to have take legal action because they've got proof that they're going to do this as an end around to get these people out of the way. That's not going to fly. They're going to take legal action now for this, and which is, I think, very interesting on how this is going to play out. The president of Guinea, President Condé, captured. They've got some problems there in that nation, but do you know what it's from? Voter fraud. So they had the election, found out later that there was election fraud and the wrong guy or the bad guy won because of voter fraud. And the president there, President Condé, has been captured. There are going to be charges coming against that as well because they have him busted. Now, this is also not making big news or headlines in the U.S. of A, but are probably what it should. The majority of the comments that I read on this article online all said that why shouldn't we do this and why can't we have this coming in the United States? The fraud shows that Biden has been elected illegally or fraudulently, he should be the one captured and taken away for his wrongdoing there. And hopefully that's what comes. Now, we still haven't had the results yet from the Maricopa, Arizona election fraud results that prove the election fraud. And once that comes, you're going to see more from the subsequent states, I think, doing the same thing. Georgia would probably be next. They found now backpacks of individuals that had backpacks full of ballots, pre-filled ballots for Biden, and they were dumping them off late at night into deposit locations to collect the votes. And now they count all these votes, and they're all for Biden. Biden subsequently wins. But there's video footage of people not just dropping off stacks of ballots in proper boxes, but backpacks of ones just put together ad hoc, late at night, being dumped off at drop sites for the election. And this is really going to turn interesting. And I haven't seen much on this of the news just yet, but this is in Georgia once again. You know, we need the Arizona one to be done and complete and reported on truthfully. Then other states can go next and follow suit, such as Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, New York. And then I think the hammer will fall on the rest. But a lot of these, they're saying with the total number of votes that were ineligible or illegal or multiple votes or folks that have been dead that have been voting or military issues with absentee ballots or those that have a residential name, but the address they give for their home is a business address. All these are illegal types of votes, and those well exceed the number of the votes that Biden won by. So once you take those out and start subtracting those bogus votes, you're going to quickly find out that Donald Trump won these areas, these districts, and these states. And once you win the state, you get the Electoral College votes, and that's how you win the election for the president. And all it's going to take is, I think, about five of these states to all overturn, and it'll be a done deal. France. The France protests are continuing. Now, the general public doesn't know this, I don't believe, but those protests in France against the forced vaccinations are now in the eighth week of protests. Eight weeks of protests are going on in the streets in France to protest against the forced vaccinations. So they're awake. They know what's going on there. They're busy protesting these types of nonsense. Now, Australian Premier Dan Andrews has mentioned that for those individuals in the public that are not vaccinated, they're going to recommend that these people not be allowed to, quote, participate in the economy. And that was the phrase that he used, not able to participate in the economy. Now, that's very huge. That's very huge. Essentially, they're going to mean they're not going to take their money to buy goods and services. Basically, shut down their account. Now, who talked about this in an interview way a while back? Aaron Russo. Aaron Russo said that what the plan was after 9/11, and this is going back 20 years, was to get into these various wars and then turn everything into a digital currency and have everyone embedded with a chip, like a circuit card chip. Have your banking done on a chip. Get rid of the currency, get rid of the money exchanging hands. You do everything on this chip. And then when the dissidents about something take place like this, everything is run from computers. And all you do simply is turn that person off, turn off their access to do anything in with their bank account. And when everything is required to do everything through your chip, in other words, a cashless society, all you then do is simply turn those people off so they cannot buy and sell things. And that's how you control the population. This is what we're seeing now, once again, in Australia. That's the blueprint. What they're doing is really a test there before they try to implement something here in the U.S. And their premier came out and says that we do not want them to participate in the economy. basically saying you'll no longer have a right to buy, purchase, and sell things. So that's the same thing that I get from that Aaron Russo interview with Nick Rockefeller that took place 20 years ago. And that's very interesting. And once again, all this is coming to fruition, but you just got to watch how they phrase it and how they word it. And instead of saying we're going to shut people off, he's saying now we don't want them to, quote, participate in the Australian economy. Very interesting. Now, Robert David Steele, you know, he died 2 weeks ago now, and they're trying a discredit campaign now with him. They're shedding him in a bad light that he was some sort of conspiracy theorist. This is mentioned pretty heavily September 1st in the news. If you did a Google search on Robert David Steele, good guy, white hat, former CIA whistleblower, they're really making him look like a kook now. Now, once again, that's all by design. Chase Bank went back to General Flynn and says, you know what? We made an error. We shouldn't have shut you off. Remember the backlash that they did when he mentioned something that they didn't like and they were going to shut him off from all banking? Well, enough folks came and wrote letters and emails and contacted Chase Bank. And now they had to retract that. This was back on September 1st. They said, you know what? We apologize. There must have been an error about that, turning off your credit card, not allowing you to make purchases. Once again, they're going to try to – the goal is to control people via their money, their bank, their account, their credit cards. The bad guys, people that are perceived bad, are not going along with the program. They're just going to be able to shut them down, similar to what they did with General Flynn 2 weeks ago. And now they turned him back on and admitted they made an error. Well, we all know there was no error. That was certainly done on purpose. But now they can come back and just blame it on that. Speaking of error, Matt Gaetz now has been exonerated. And the person that really made him look bad was Stephen Elford. And made it come up with these sexual allegations against Matt Gaetz with girls, all this unsavory types of things. This was all lies to discredit Matt Gaetz. He's now been exonerated. In fact, Stephen Alford has been indicted for extortion on the same case. So he is the bad guy in this situation, the ringleader to bring all this negative. I remember negative talk. I remember when Matt Gaetz, the big story came out, and boy, Twitter was all over that, and he was trending on Twitter on what a filthy animal he is. And once again, that all turns out to be false. No truth whatsoever. But is the exoneration part of the story trending on Twitter? No. It's a small blip in the radar to apologize, to say something was wrong or we made a mistake. Just the same with General Flynn. The apology is always a small blurb done in the form of a correction in the newspaper, as opposed to front page leading news that General Flynn is a bad guy and Chase Bank is shutting him down because of his thought process and politics views. And so all that is very interesting. That's what I've got for today's broadcast. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation in End Times Ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com and bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. Once again, a big thank you to our donors, Patreons, and those who donate on a regular basis. Helps out our operation immensely. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe to these types of programs. Get this information out there. A lot of people don't have access to it. It is free, but it's a good way to get people the truth. Once again, my name is Dan Hennen. Today is September 7th. Thanks for listening. Trust in the pain of my forefathers' clan.
save America.